Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chad Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. We'll have our NFL picks at 1 o'clock today. So with the Eagles.
Real quick.
Yep.
You have no co-host in there or something?
Well, that's what I was going to say. With the Eagles, that's exactly what I was going to say. With the Eagles playing Sunday at 1 at the Link without fans, we, Cardboard Usses, will be displayed at Lincoln Financial Field, and we're excited about that. And there's a second version of Cardboard Me. We call this 2D me.
This is such a weird visual. Right?
So 2D me.
I like that you put the headphones on it.
Yeah, so I put it in the chair next to me.
You like set the mic up so it's into it, like yeah. Talking into it.
Right. I mean, because this really would
be. You went the full.
John, you got to admit, this 2D me with the headphones on be a better show than the Me and You show, right? It'd just be me and then more of me and then me and then more of me. I mean, that'd be a good thing.
Sure. I can't believe you did that. I mean, that took some
some
time and effort on
some
your
balancing,
part.
Getting it right.
I was surprised the headphones stayed on and the cardboard me stayed upright.
it's really weird to look at the two of you right
I'll
now.
I'll leave it like that for Ike. Ike's going to get freaked out when he walks in here. Like, there's me and then there's 2D me. All right, let's go to the phones. 215.
It is really cool that we get to be sitting in the stands, though.
It's nice.
You know, like the 2D us.
And the Eagles
it's
are doing
an honor.
Good stuff, raising money for autism.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good stuff there. By the way, speaking of fans and stands, on a scale of 1 to 100, how lucky were the Phillies and the Phillies relievers last night that there was not fans in the stands?
Oh, buddy. Multiple nights.
Oh, this,
many
this
nights.
Many, many,
for
many
the last
times. Yeah.
2 months.
Can you imagine the rain
no.
of booze?
You know, the sad part about this is they would be playing even worse with the barrage of hatred spewed upon them every night. Like, that would certainly be in the back of their minds working on them 24/7. Like keeping them up at nights, the things that people would be screaming at them from the stands,
right.
Trying to hold them accountable. It's they certainly are lucky.
Exactly.
I can't imagine. I mean, they're wilting now.
I know they are.
With cardboard people.
I know, with no fans. Here's the thing, and this is one of the things that struck me. James, all these years, Citizen Bank Park, you've been following it the whole time. Tell me if you agree with this statement. It is possible, I would say likely, that had there have been fans last night, it would have been the most boos per capita, meaning it wouldn't have been a sold-out crowd, but the most boo per capita in the history of Citizens Bank Park.
Ooh.
And here's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
So, like, the years from 2012 to 2018, 17, like, they weren't supposed to be good. They stunk, and no one – I don't want to say no one cared. It's not the right – but you weren't – you just didn't have that level of involvement because you didn't expect them to be good. Now, there were some huge losses at Citizens Bank Park, including Game 5 versus the Cardinals in 2011. But, like, I wouldn't boo, like, Ryan Howard with the final out and the Achilles injury. Like, it's dreadful the season ended. The team still won 102 games. There was the home run that Billy Wagner gave up to Craig Biggio. That was a big one back around, I don't know, 05 or 06, whatever year that was.
I think this would have been the biggest
boo. I think it would have been the biggest boo. I really do. I'm Mr. Seuss. I'm rhyming right there.
Like, who in that ballpark, if, you know, we had fans there, who in that ballpark is not booing?
I mean,
every single person.
Correct. Even the person that's the anti-boo person would have booed last night. All right, to the phones we go. 215.
I was booing. I don't like to boo. I was booing from home. I mean, seriously, I was jumping up from my chair repeatedly during that game, arms raised, screaming like, "What the heck is going on?" Not again.
Right. It is. Maddening.
It elicits a response.
It does.
Even from those who don't feel like it, a response is necessary under any ordinary circumstances. These are no longer ordinary.
It's disgraceful. It is. All right, to the phones we go on the Eagles and the Phils. We talked to Neil in North Jersey. What's up, Neil?
Gentlemen, thanks as always for taking my call. Greatly appreciate it.
Certainly, buddy.
Thanks for calling, man.
Our pleasure, always.
Couple of things. If you didn't boo after what happened with the Phillies last night, there would be something wrong with you. I mean, 0 to 100 to me would be like 1,000. I can't repeat the words on the air what I said after I saw that four-run lead get blown in the ninth.
Yep.
So I think if it's not the loudest boo, it would probably be in the top two or three boos of all time. I mean, it was a disgrace. I mean, you know, much like certain empires dying, you know, it seems like the Phillies bullpen is where pitchers go to die. And the guys that we brought in don't seem to be better than the guys we had. So, I would boo mercilessly. And I think, you know, if this were like the 158th game and we're out of the playoffs, and let's say the bullpen blew another game, I think it would be seismic in the displeasure.
I did too. Yeah.
Points on the Eagles. I think we are underrating this Rams team a little bit. I don't think they're world beaters, but I think they're kind of I rewatched the game on Game Pass, you know, cheap plug for them. I watched the Cowboys-Rams game. And a couple things I think is this. I think the key to this game is to stop their ability to run the football. Their bread and butter is based off of that because they're going to run, you know, 20, 25 play actions and rollouts for Jared Goff. So I think the ability to stop the run is going to be essential and prevent them from using play action.
And he has abandoned the run against us in the past. That staple of the Jim Schwartz defense has really worked in our favor in these last two meetings.
They also got down in 2018 pretty big, if I remember right. I mean, Foles was putting up points pretty early in that game.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
He was. Absolutely.
And that's the game Gurley got hurt. Now, I don't remember what quarter he got hurt, but Gurley got hurt. Gurley's career had never been the same since that game.
That's true, but this year's philosophy in watching the Rams, you know, they're still trying to do that same, you know, run the ball and have Goff off play action, you know, get him some easy completions. I think for the Eagles offensive, they have to use the Rams' aggressive defense against them. A lot of screens, bootlegs, you know, get him out of the pocket, jet sweeps, because we're going to see a lot of A-gap pressure. We're going to see them, you know, try to dominate the trenches much like we do with, Fletcher Cox and our A-gap pressure. So this is the game where we have to get screens and misdirections and use that against us. We can't take 10-step drops and try to throw 50 yards down the field. And closing, let me say this. I think it'll be a 19-13 Eagles win. I think it'll be close. I think the key to the game is – the other key is our offensive skill players are just better than the Rams. This is the game where the two tight ends are going to come into effect. I think we'll do – I think Miles Sanders will have a good game and do enough to win. But I think for those reasons, it will be close. I don't think we should underrate this team, but I think we'll win.
Well, it sounds like you're underrating this team. You're saying our offensive skill players are better than the Rams. I really like Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods a lot.
Yeah, they're a good combo. I mean, they're stronger. They're stronger there, but I think it's fair to say Eagles obviously stronger at tight end and stronger at running back. Miles Sanders' play is stronger.
The Rams have, I mean, especially Cooper Kupp on third down. They're very good. Getting, you know, third downs with him. They, you know, they got that new kid of Van Jefferson who's decent. But I think overall it's going to be close. It is a must win. I know Ray Dinger said that earlier in the week. It's a must win. Yeah. But I think for the reasons stated, it'll be Eagles 19, you know, Rams 13.
All right, Neil, give me a movie based on a TV show.
The Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers, sure.
Oh, yeah, SNL, great one.
Yeah, no, that is. You know what? I've been waiting all show for someone to say that would not qualify as a winning answer because it doesn't even qualify as an acceptable answer. I've been waiting for people to say MASH, but it's the other way around. MASH was a TV show based on a movie, but I think sometimes there's a misconception there. Let's go to Darren in South Philly. Hey, Darren.
What's up? How? I didn't know we had a James DeCameron because, Joe, there's no way on God's hot sun you're a gracious loser. You almost had me crashed my car when you said that when I laughed so hard.
Well, I'm not used to it, but you know.
Darren, it's been a bit, man.
It has been.
I know. I missed you guys. I have an unpopular thought. I'm just gonna say it. Me and James are actually like-minded. I don't want the Phillies to make the playoffs, because if we make the playoffs, Jack Middleton will make that. Oh well, I can keep Klintak for another year. Mm-hmm. He can't. Last night was the first time. Actually, I need to see if someone can connect me with him, because he kind of owes me a new TV. I broke my TV last night with that bullpen. It makes no sense. Threw my remote, cracked the corner screen. It's his fault. The bullpen should not, like, I've seen Little League colleges and high school programs with better bullpens than the Philadelphia Phillies. And what makes it worse, the guys that we brought in, we traded away. I'm not a Nick Pivetta fan like Jack Fritz is, but we traded him and Colbert for trash. I mean, I would have rather had the people we had keep pitching. At least we still had our prospect. I mean, It makes no sense. And if we make the playoffs, it'll be a one-and-done type thing anyway.
It might not be, though, Darren. I mean, it's a best of three in the first round. I mean,
it doesn't matter. Joe, do you really think the Phillies, with the bullpen they have made up right now, can legitimately win a World Series? I don't even think they make it to the NLDS with that bullpen.
Well, look, all I'm telling you is it's short series in baseball. I mean, for instance, they won, what, 9 out of 10 at one point this year? I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, they outslugged the teams in the majority of those games. And then you made a point that I almost wanted to if we were allowed to be social, didn't have the social difference, I might have gave you like a body shot. You said what's his name? Gabe Kapler has a less team than Gabe Kapler has a major league bullpen that can at least do the job.
Yeah, but
that
Darren, will you admit the Giants were supposed to stink? I mean, come on.
Again, look, I'm not saying they weren't supposed to be good, but they have a major league bullpen.
All right, I don't disagree, but let me ask you this question, Darren. As someone who was anti-Kapler and pro Girardi's, we're all pro Girardi. I mean,
I don't think it's Girardi's fault, truthfully.
Well, to a large extent, you're right.
Go out there and pitch.
I agree.
At the end of the day, this falls squarely on the front office. You can have the best. Give me the world's greatest manager. He can't do anything if the bullpen is not a major league bullpen,
I got
period.
You. That's fair. Darren, that is very fair. Give me a movie based on a TV show.
I don't even have one, dude, because that comment about Kaplan kind of like messed my whole brain up, buddy.
All right, man. Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. Right. No answer.
Not a winning answer.
You know, it's a pretty
Garrett Clevinger.
Yeah,
Clevinger. Is that how you say it?
I
certainly wasn't expecting to see him trot out last night. It was sort of shocking, and I thought, you know, hey, maybe a change
Someone
is what
knew.
We need.
Yeah.
A change is what we need, right? Clevinger.
I'll give you something shocking.
He stunk too.
I know. They all stink. I mean, other
they
than JoJo.
All stink. Yeah, other than JoJo.
Let me give you something shocking. Temple sent out, I get these emails from Temple, you know, Temple Sports. They'll send emails out to media members on different things. And here's something that's shocking, but true. This weekend in the NFL, there is a matchup between two former Temple head coaches as head coaches in the NFL.
Matt Rhule and Bruce Arians.
Matt
Rhule.
Oh,
wow. How about that?
What are the chances?
That's awesome.
So,
shout out to Temple.
So, Temple peeps, be proud. You got not one but two of the 32 coaches in the NFL.
That's pretty cool.
And they are going against each other on Sunday.
That's a good one.
Which is pretty, you know.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, let's do what we do every single Friday, Football Fridays at this time. Through the football season, when we give you our picks for week number two of the National Football League. We'll do a review of week one and tell you that I went 0-3 in my NFL selections. John went 2-1. John got the bonus question wrong. I got the bonus question right. We turn to week two with John in the lead. And Mr. Ritchie, would you take the lead, please, with your first selection?
Hold on. Are we doing a bonus question or not? Like, what was the ruling on
this? We didn't
get
a ruling. So we're going to have
to. So let's not.
Okay. I don't care.
All right.
It's up to you guys. I legit don't care anymore. I'm tired of fighting the fight for the bonus.
I mean,
question.
John really, he stinks at him.
He's horrendous.
The only part I mean, maybe I might want to vote
You get
for
it every
it.
Week. I'm shocked you're against it.
I might want to vote for it.
Joe DeCamera, you know.
Because John is horrible at him. But anyway, John, week two, pick one. What do you got?
I am going with a team that's pretty beaten up in the San Francisco 49ers, but they're well coached and they're coming off a loss to the Arizona Cardinals. I expect, I know they're traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast, playing the Jets, though. The Jets had, You know, the Jets, I saw something that they gave up pressure on 44.7% of snaps. That was even higher than us. So imagine what Carson Wentz saw. Sam Darnold had it worse. Worse. And now you got to go up against the 49ers D-line?
Yep.
Man, it's going to be crazy. I think San Francisco wins by more than seven.
I thought about going with that game, and I almost did. By the way, John, that game started with San Fran only as a four-point favorite.
Which is just bizarre. And you know what? It's because of all the injuries.
Right,
you know, George Kittle's hobbled and all this stuff, but it doesn't matter.
But America properly moved it up. My first selection, I'm going to a 425 game. I'm going out of order on sequence because this is a line so glaring to me that I've got to say it first. Even though they're one of the great teams in pro football, I'm going against the Baltimore Ravens this weekend. Houston is a seven-point underdog. Now, home field probably means nothing this year. Maybe it means a point. Maybe it means half a point. I don't know.
Houston's struggling, man.
I know. But I'm going with Houston plus seven against Baltimore. I have not seen enough of a drop-off from Houston to say that a playoff team last year in Houston and a team that won a playoff game last year, it should be a seven-point home underdog.
Here's the thing on that one. Houston played a great team in week one. And Baltimore played the Browns.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you know, like maybe things are a little bit skewed. I don't know. I'll tell you one I almost went with.
Can I just say one thing?
I almost went that one too.
Yeah, let me just say this. I do think that game is an example of odds makers not putting much stock in a home field.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if there's a crowd in Houston, I feel certain that Houston would not be a seven-point home underdog. So I don't know what, you know, the odds. I don't know if the odds makers gave home field a half a point or a point this year. I'm sure there's a little bit on the travel factor. But anyway, all right, John, pick two.
I did almost go there. Another one I almost went on. I mean, I wanted to do the Philadelphia versus Rams game. But in the past, having done that and then felt guilty about it for the entire weekend, I refused to go and pick against the Philadelphia Eagles. My second game is going to be the Buffalo Bills. They're given 5.5 points to Miami. I don't understand 5.5. I mean, Miami, what did they show us last week? Nothing. And Buffalo is, Sean McDermott is like the next huge star in my mind. Sean McDermott is getting the best out of his team. They are well oiled, and this is going to be a complete blowout. I'm happy to give 5.5.
My second pick is an anti Tom Brady selection.
Ooh.
For years, rightfully so, I've been rolling with Brady and winning a lot of these games. Listen, he's a 9-point favorite against Carolina. I don't know that Tom Brady merits being a 9-point favorite at this point. I'm going with the Carolina Panthers plus the 9 against Brady and the Bucs.
Man, I think that's crazy.
Okay.
He just got called out. He just got called out for stinking.
Yeah, but it's
– and that Carolina defense, they've got problems.
No Chris Godwin, though, looking like no Chris Godwin at least.
All right. Well, my last one is going to be with our old guy, Andy Reid, giving 8.5 points to L.A. Chargers. The L.A. Chargers had to scrape for a win against Cincinnati. I know this is a matchup of 1-0 teams, and they're in the same division and all that stuff. But Kansas City, especially with extra time to rest, Andy Reid, you give him extra time, and we know what the results are. I think they win this thing by 2 touchdowns. So I'll take Kansas City minus 8.5.
All right, my third pick is a 1 o'clock game, and I'm going to go with Big Ben. Listen, Pittsburgh, this line's moved up. I wish it hadn't. Pittsburgh started out as a 5-point favorite. They're now 7-point favorite. I wish I grabbed this at 5, but I'll still take it at minus 7. Big Ben, look, they obviously had a really tremendous defense last year. They get Roethlisberger back. I'm going to roll with the Steelers minus the 7 to cover and beat against the Denver Broncos in Pittsburgh. So I got one.
I like the Steelers, but yeah. And I do think they're probably better off with the back they've got back there now. Benny Snell has more juice.
And all the James Conner's fantasy people are not happy.
No, right. He went high.
I got to just say one thing. If we really are eliminating the bonus question.
I mean, I have one ready if we want to do it.
Well, here's my question about the question. So does that mean my victory from week one with the bonus question? Is that
Out? How is that a victory?
Well, I mean, does that
predict
not,
the number of runs that the Phillies get over five games?
Yeah.
I mean, does it count, James, in the standings, or does it not count?
Well, not if we don't keep doing it. No, of course not. But if we keep doing it, it'll count.
No bonus question this week. We'll figure it out next week. How about that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
we have to talk to Spike about it.
I would say we haven't talked
to Spike. No. He's the final decision.
I'm Spike Eskin.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think if he's a program director running a major station that he would have come down from on high and realized that he's, you know, but I mean, I guess.
Because it is a critical.
I mean, it's critical matter.
Probably the biggest thing on his plate.
You know,
right
whether
now.
There is or is not a bonus question.
Yeah.
All right, and that's our picks for week two of the National Football League. To the phones. By the way, one other line that moved a lot that would have been a great pick earlier in the week, not as good now. Initially, Atlanta was a 7.5-point underdog in Dallas, which to me it says bet Atlanta.
Yeah, well, it
well America
like
did.
Four now or
so
something?
Now it's at 4.5.
Yeah.
How about another line that moved a lot? Jacksonville, Tennessee. That game started. Tennessee was they were 11-point favorites.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Right.
It's now down to 7.5 points.
It's moved a ton. Look, we don't know that quarterback for Tennessee is going to be able to sustain it. And I'll give you an example. An example of a guy for 1 year had a great year and couldn't sustain it was that I don't even know his name. The Vikings quarterback in 2017 that lost
Case Keenum.
You're right. He was great in 2017. And then here came 2018, and it's like he went back to being a backup.
No, you're right. He had a great year that
year. I mean, Tannehill cashed in on money. That, like, you know, I got to see more to know that this guy.
The one difference I'll say between those two is Tannehill was a top 10 pick and Case Keenum was nowhere close to that. So, they're at least, like, pedigree wise, you could make the argument, but I agree with you.
I mean,
it's certainly possible.
Look, we know for sure Foles could sustain it if anyone gave him the ball, but, you know, he's always a backup somewhere. So, that's the coach's fault.
The thing I wonder if Tennessee can sustain is Derrick Henry. Guys coming off a workload like he had last year historically have struggled the following season.
The Jamal Anderson role.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Tennessee can't kick.
So many of those guys.
Tennessee can't kick a field goal to save their life. So now, I mean, an 11-point line with a team that can't kick anything.
DeMarco. Yeah, DeMarco had 500 touches that year with Dallas.
Yep, and then stunk for us.
Preseason rushes and catches.
500 touches?
When you count the preseason, his rushes and his pass catches, he had 500 touches the year before the Eagles signed him.
Unbelievable. I still can't believe
Well, let me look that up. I think I'm right about that, but let me look that up. All right, in the meantime, let's go to Gary in Whitehall. Hey, Gary.
Hey, afternoon, guys. I'd say morning, but it's afternoon now. So what's going on?
Hola, Gary. How are you?
Doing all right. John, what are they going to do? I shouldn't say that. How do we run away from Aaron Donald? Can we do that? Can they?
I don't
do
think
that?
So.
Will they do that?
Well, Aaron Donald, I don't know how fast he is, like quantifiably speaking, but it seems like he closes the distance on anyone, running back, quarterback. He's got crazy pursuit.
The hardest part
is him lined up at, you know, over a guard means as soon as he swims that guard or knocks that guard over, he's right there at the quarterback. Like, shotgun is a big head start. That's a big advantage for us from the get-go. We know that this, you know, that whatever, the shortest distance to the quarterback is right up the middle. The only positive that I can look at with this matchup, even though it's really hard for guys to block Aaron Donald one-on-one, Jason Kelce, if anyone is well-equipped to be athletic, you know, at the same level, Jason Kelce is the most athletic center in the league. And the thing that gives him the most problem is guys who are gigantic. Aaron Donald is not gigantic.
Right.
So we do have more athleticism in the middle than most.
Can they take advantage like Dallas did? I mean, I watched bits of that game. When he was on the sideline for a breather is when they actually had all their scoring chances, and actually when they scored is when he was on the sideline.
Wow.
So, and he doesn't play every down, but he is a three-down guy, and he doesn't need a break. I mean, big guys, you know yourself, need a break. We have to take advantage of him. That's that. And what was the thing that Carson said this year coming on in the offseason? Bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah.
Did he work at all on holding on to the ball? Hand strength.
Well, that's not. I mean, maybe it's hand strength, but I think it's more just, you know, don't be in that position.
Oh, but hey, Joe, I don't know. I don't know if you can hear me and all, but I did give you a golf clap about your hammer win. So
thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Gary, give me a great movie based on a TV show.
I'm gonna go with The Fugitive.
Already said. Give me another one.
Oh, you're gonna make me recast this. Oh, I don't know. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
All right, goes Buffy. Was there a Buffy movie?
There was, but I think it was before the TV show.
Oh, okay.
I think the movie came first, right? Christy Swanson back in the day.
Christy Swanson. So I just looked up DeMarco Murray the year before the Eagles signed him. I did not get into the preseason portion. I'm close enough that I can tell it's over 500 because between the regular season and postseason combined, the year before the Eagles got him, he had 497 touches, not counting the preseason.
That's 497, like, real live game matter, the games that matter reps.
Where most often you're tackled, occasionally you get out of bounds. He had 392 regular season rushes, 57 catches, 44 postseason rushes, 4 catches. Added up, that's 497 times. Presumably, he had 3 in the preseason, 500. Dude.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's... So, yeah, he fell off. I mean, it's not so much that he truly stunk. He just, his body fell apart. Right. All right, coming up, Ray Dittinger. What Ray Diddy had to say this week on WIP on who he's picking on a game that, you know, the odds maker says is a toss-up. America, with their betting, says is a toss-up between the Eagles and Rams. Who did Ray select? You'll find out next. Plus, drop of the week at 1:30. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, where you can make your pick on the bet. On the game, and with the Eagles and the Rams, or any of these other selections, and find a way to win. Win yourself some money with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino's world-class sports betting app. FanDuel makes it easy to find and place your bets. They've got great odds. You can find them right there. Constant enhanced odds boost, and get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So many reasons to love FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, a couple more, including the fact that new users can place their first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free, get up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. Plus, they've got the football double up with FanDuel Sportsbook. What does it mean? It means you place a pregame moneyline wager, and if your team scores 35 points or more, you double your winnings, max bonus, $50 in site credit. Go see for yourself why FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one sportsbook app. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started. Be sure to sign up using promo code Joe. That's promo code Joe when you sign up with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.